Education has always been of the greatest importance to the Muslim community in the United States. And like many other families, Muslim parents have educational options. They can send their children to secular, county-administrated public schools or private academies and provide religious training at home or on weekends. Alternatively, they can send their children to private religious schools. Yvonne Haddad, professor of the history of Islam at Georgetown University, says Islamic schools serve the same role as the many other private church-oriented schools across the United States.
The Islamic schools in North America, and there are over 100 of them, teach the curriculum of the state. There is absolutely no difference in the content of, you know, social studies, history, geography, math, science. The only difference is they have one period a day where they study Islam.
Haddad says soon after Muslim terrorists carried out multiple attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001, Americans began asking whether Islamic schools in America might be breeding grounds for homegrown terrorists and pose a threat to national security. That public perception created a new challenge for Muslim parents. Their children began to encounter prejudice in public schools, while the news media often linked Islamic schools with extremist ideology.
Some of the Muslim parents took their kids out of Islamic schools and put them in public schools because they were afraid of backlash. And some other places, they took their kids out of public schools and put them in Islamic schools so to protect them.
Moral and religious values have also figured in many Muslim families' school choices. For some conservative Muslim parents, subjects that are standard in the curricula of many public schools, such as sex education, are problematic. And faced with the high tuition costs at private Islamic schools, many Muslim parents elect in the end to homeschool their children, a choice, Haddad notes, often made as well by families of other religious faith.
They sort of organize as a group, sometimes with Christian people who keep their children out of public schools, and sometimes with Jewish people. And you have curriculum that you can actually study on the internet, and the parents can supervise their children. That way, they feel that they can protect them the best way.
Professor Haddad, who co-authored the book Educating the Muslims of America, acknowledges the rising public concern about precisely what children are being taught in the Islamic schools. Daniel Pipes is a conservative Middle East historian who runs the Middle East Forum and Campus Watch websites. He says, a number of private Islamic schools in America offer their students a curriculum laced with extremist content.
It's not very subtle. I mean, these are schools with teachers and textbooks that are overtly anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, Islamic supremacism, talking about Islam as the only religion and leading to views that are clearly problematic and in some cases have led to terrorism, notably in the Islamic Saudi Academy. One of the school's best students is now in jail for having tried to kill President Bush.
Pipe says that Islamic schools are spreading extremist ideas and work to instill in their students an unhealthy notion that the only thing that matters in their lives is their Islamic identity. But Albert Harb doesn't see it that way. He is the director of the Muslim American Youth Academy in Dearborn, Michigan.
We follow the standards of the state of Michigan. In addition, we have an Islamic component. We teach Islam as well as Arabic as the foreign language. We want to ensure that we can develop an Islamic character here in, with our youth and give the positive aspect of Islam here in the society of the United States of America.
Muslim American efforts to create and support Islamic schools mirror previous efforts by Roman Catholic and Jewish communities in America. Both communities faced the same kind of public resistance when they first established the religious schools. Experts suggest that while American Muslims work to secure the best possible education for their children, they should also redouble their efforts to educate the American public about Islam and about how they are passing their faith on to the next generation. Mohammed Shenawy, VOA News.